Big news for Hampton City Schools. Forbes has named HCS one of America's best in-state employers for 2025. We're one of only four public school divisions in Virginia to earn this honor. We're serious about supporting our employees with competitive pay, great benefits, and we even have our own employee health and wellness center and pharmacy. We make work-life balance a priority, and our teachers get their Sundays back. Stay tuned. Listen to learn more about Hampton City Schools on HCS Talks.
Welcome to HCS Talks. I'm your host, Superintendent of Hampton City Schools, Raymond Haynes. This is our third season of HCS Talks, our Hampton City Schools podcast. Our goal is to educate, inform, and entertain not just our local community, but also listeners far and wide. In each episode, we dive into a variety of topics, from education and student success to the hard work of our teachers, support staff, parents, and community partners. We will also shine a spotlight on different community programs, initiatives, and more, offering valuable insights for everyone. To our loyal listeners, thank you for your continued support. And if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. We hope you will stick around and keep listening to HCS Talks. Today, I have the opportunity to sit down with Ms. Kristen Jennings and Ms. Misha Hack. Ms. Jennings is a pharmacist at our Hampton City Schools Employee Pharmacy, and Ms. Hack is a wellness coach at our Hampton City Schools Health and Wellness Center. So welcome, Ms. Jennings and Ms. Hack. Thank you for joining us today on HCS Talks. Before we dive into our discussion, please introduce yourselves to the listening audience.
I am Kristen Jennings. I am the Hampton City Schools Employee Pharmacy Manager.
And I am Misha Hack, and I'm the wellness coach for Hampton City Schools.
So, Ms. Jennings, where are you from?
I am originally from Chesapeake, Virginia, and raised.
And what brought you to Hampton and the pharmacy?
Well, I attended VCU. I did 4 years of pharmacy school at VCU. Once I graduated there, I worked for a grocery chain pharmacy.
Okay.
And though that chain of pharmacy was closing some stores, so I took an opportunity to look for more stability. Mm-hmm. I worked with an employee who assumed a position at OnSite RX, which is my parent company. She told me about the Chesapeake Public Schools Pharmacy. And then while working there, I got the job, of course. And while working there, I learned that Hampton was opening their pharmacy. So I took a leap of faith and applied for the position, and I got it, and here I am.
And we're glad that you chose Hampton as well. How long have you been with us?
Oh, 10 years now.
10 years.
10 long years.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Well, you plan to stay with us for many years to come, I hope.
I do. Hampton City Schools is my family, so.
We love to hear that. So, Ms. Hack, how about you? Where are you from?
I am a military brat, but I call Florida home.
Florida?
Yes.
What part of Florida?
It's the Destin area, Destin, Navarre, Pensacola, Northwest Florida.
Yes. And I imagine you still have family there?
I do.
All right. You go back often?
Yes, I actually was there this past weekend.
With the understanding that you need to come back?
Always. Always.
So what brought you to Virginia?
Originally, it was for a job at Fort Eustis, so I was there for a few months, and then I saw this pop up, so I came on over.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you here as well. So you've been here since when?
Since June of 2024.
You've been in Virginia since June of 2024,
yes.
But the
yes.
Wellness Center, you've been?
January.
January.
Yep, just this past January.
All right. So how do you like the state of Virginia?
Oh, I love Virginia. I love Virginia. I'm a beach girl, so I miss Florida in that way, but I do love Virginia.
We have beaches here.
Yeah, they are nice beaches, but Destin has the white sand and the blue water, so it's kind of like being in the Caribbean. So it's a little different,
You can bring some of that sand back the next time you go. I don't know about the blue water. We'll have to work on that. So, Ms. Jennings, I'm going to start the conversation with you and our pharmacy. Can you walk us through who is eligible to use the employee pharmacy right now and what changes are coming on November 1st?
Sure. Currently, any full-time Hampton City School employee and their family members who are enrolled on a Hampton City School's medical plan can utilize the pharmacy to fill prescriptions. But as of November 1st, I'm excited to mention that we are expanding that eligibility to all full-time and part-time employees who go to the Hampton City Schools Health and Wellness Center and see a provider. If they do get a prescription from that provider, they can bring that to the pharmacy and we will sell that prescription to them at cost.
So let me get this straight. So part-time employees starting November 1st will be able to utilize our pharmacy, provided that they are seen in the wellness center with Ms. Hack and her staff. And Ms. Hack shared with me before we started, her goal is to get folks off of medication. So
that's right.
Perhaps that's they'll right. just go for the overall wellness. But if she, in fact, determines that they need a temporary prescription, then it will be covered through the Hampton City Schools pharmacy, or they can pick up the prescription from the pharmacy as well.
Yes, it can be sent over to the pharmacy, and we will fill it there.
That is fantastic news. I hope the listening audience is going to take full advantage of that. I know that is something that a lot of our part-time employees have inquired about for many years, so I think this will make them quite excited about this opportunity coming up on November 1st. So many employees are curious about how the pharmacy helps them save money. Can you explain how the copay structure works here compared to other pharmacies and 90-day supplies, which is also why the part-time employees will be elated about this opportunity?
Sure. Employees enrolled in a choice or signature plan will save 50% or more in their prescription copays alone by filling their prescriptions at the employee pharmacy versus another retail pharmacy. The copays on these plans are $2 for a 30-day supply of Tier 1 medication, $15 for Tier 2, $25 for Tier 3 and 4, compared to $10, $30, and $50 when they fill prescriptions elsewhere. Employees can save even more by asking their doctors to write for a 90-day supply because they essentially get a month for free. And also another great way of saving there is that the brand name prescription deductible is waived at the employee pharmacy, which I do believe is $150. So just for an example, if an employee was to take a prescription of Lantus to CVS and fill it for the first time, they would pay their $30 copay on top with the $150 brand name prescription deductible, which is a total of $180. Had they have brought that prescription to us, it would have been only $15. So that's $165 saved.
Wow.
I did want to go back and remind you that as of November 1st, all full-time and part-time employees will not need to be on the insurance to utilize the pharmacy to fill prescriptions. They will basically pay the cost of the medication, but one of the requirements to be able to do that is that they do have to see one of the providers at the Health and Wellness Center, and they can take that prescription and have it filled at the employee pharmacy. And then I also do not want to forget our high deductible plan participants. Those employees will be responsible to pay the cost of their medication until they reach their plan deductible.
That's a great benefit. Great benefit indeed. So hopefully our listening audience will take advantage of this and recognize the outstanding wellness center we have coupled with the pharmacy that will save quite a few dollars for families as a whole. So we know it's not just about prescriptions. Can you talk about the over-the-counter items employees can purchase here?
Yes. So all Hampton City School employees, regardless if they are on the insurance or not, are able to utilize the employee pharmacy to purchase over-the-counter items. And employees can find some really great deals at the pharmacy because we pretty much sell those items to them at cost. So we don't mark it up to a retail price as you would see at another retail pharmacy. And just some examples of some of the great pricing that we have there. We have 69-cent bags of cough drops, 64-cent Colgate toothbrushes. You can find 80-cent bottles of ibuprofen and Tylenol, 100-count bottles of generic Zyrtec for only $4.45. We have a generic bottle of Flonase for $7.91. So I really encourage employees to stop by to see what we have before they shop elsewhere. And if you come in looking for something and you can't find it, just speak to a pharmacy staff member. We can check our supplier. If that item is available, we most often can get it on the next business day.
Sounds like we may have to expand the site after this information gets out. It is indeed some great information, and I think our employees will take full advantage of it. So, Ms. Jennings, what vaccines are available through the pharmacy, and why should staff consider getting them on site?
So we offer flu, Tdap, shingles, and COVID vaccine, which is new this year. Any full-time employee and their family members who are age 18 years old and above who are enrolled in a Hampton City Schools medical plan can receive their vaccine at the pharmacy. Oftentimes, employees can pick up their medications and receive their vaccine all in one visit, and it'll be less than 15 minutes. So it is a great convenience for employees to come there to receive their vaccine.
So are there set aside times for this, or they can just come in, like you mentioned, when they're picking up a prescription and say, hey, can I get the flu vaccine? Or
so, yes, flu vaccines, they are walk-ins. Mm-hmm. We do encourage appointments for the other vaccines, okay, for shingles, Tdap, and COVID.
So some employees may be hesitant about filling prescriptions on site because of privacy concerns. How does the pharmacy ensure confidentiality and comply with HIPAA requirements?
So the pharmacy is managed by OnSite Rx Incorporated. So we are not Hampton City School employees. Furthermore, we are bound by HIPAA law to not disclose patient health information. So I can assure you that employees' health information will not be shared with Hampton City Schools or any other Hampton City School employee for that matter.
Right. Well, I'm sure that will put a lot of folks' mind at ease as well. So the employee pharmacy is certainly a valuable resource for our staff and their families, but so is our health and wellness center. So, Ms. Hack, let's talk about our health and wellness center. For those who are not familiar, can you give us an overview of the Hampton City Schools Health and Wellness Center and who can use the center and what services are available?
Yes, the Health and Wellness Center is available to full and part-time employees and family members ages 6 and older who are covered by Hampton City Schools medical plan. We're staffed with two providers that treat chronic conditions, see acute visits, write prescriptions for medication management, and offer preventative services. We also conduct lab services in clinic, some same day, and you can bring your orders from outside providers that can be filled.
So tell us about your role as a wellness coach and the types of services you provide to Hampton City Schools employees.
Yes, as a wellness coach, I provide one-on-one coaching sessions, group coaching sessions, wellness education, and wellness program planning. The sessions and programs include nutrition education, weight management, stress management, and one of the ones I love the most, women's health. Depending on the need of the patient, we might work on building healthy habits, coping skills, setting fitness and nutrition goals, or even meal planning. So it varies. It varies depending on the need of the patient. But ultimately, it's about making sustainable changes, not just quick fixes. So that's what we focus on. And as a reminder, let me say this, there are no co-pays for coaching or group sessions with me.
So the wellness checks and visits,
yes. Yes, yeah. Okay. It's a little different from what the providers do, but for me, since it's preventative services, it's free.
All right. So I guess the same question in regards to ensuring confidentiality and complying with HIPAA requirements are, so employees should feel comfortable about ensuring that their privacy is protected and what have you.
Absolutely. All the same things that Kristen said applies to what we do at the Health and Wellness Center.
So who typically comes to you for help? And is it people trying to get healthy, stay healthy, or manage something specific?
All of those. Get healthy, stay healthy. It's all of those, with the emphasis on the word healthy. My patients are busy professionals, so it's the teachers, it's admins, it's support staffs, and a lot of people who juggle a lot throughout the day. Sometimes they're tired, overwhelmed, stressed, and they have to try to find balance before even dealing with topics like weight management. So some come after getting a wake-up call from their doctor needing to make lifestyle changes. Others recognize something within themselves that makes them want to come and see us. But ultimately, again, it's about maintaining that healthier lifestyle.
So that first part of that question, who typically comes for health, it's just for help. It's just a variety. So there's not one group that overshadows another in terms of the number of folks who come in.
Well, I can honestly say I think what we see the most of is stress management. Mm-hmm. There's also time management, mm-hmm. too. So we do a variety. One of the things about treating stress is when we treat stress, that often takes care of some of the weight management issues that people might have, because there's issues with stress eating or a lack of eating.
Makes sense.
So we address the stress a lot of times. We work with coping skills, different behavior changes, and then we kind of go into some of the weight management aspects of it.
So I would have thought, I'm glad, you know, I asked you that question because it helps me to have a better awareness that most of the time they will just come in because they aren't feeling well. But it's good to hear that they recognize it for what it is, a wellness center. So it's sort of like you're coming in for preventive care measures and ensuring that you're going to keep yourself healthy and well overall.
Exactly. And one of the things that I love about our team with myself and the providers are we're all wellness minded. So even though they are physician assistants and they are the providers, we still have that like-mindedness when it comes to wellness. So it's overall. So they do preventative services as well as seeing acute visits.
Are you familiar with our mental welfare that we do every year?
No, I'm not.
So we have to make, Ms. Jennings, are you familiar with it?
Yes, I've seen the advertisements.
Right. So probably need to make certain that you all are a part of that.
Please, that would be nice. Yeah.
It has been something that has been received exceptionally well from our community. So the school social work department hosted, I think we're going into our third or fourth year with it. And it's normally at the Hampton Roads Convention Center, so you have different folks setting up booths and tables for informative purposes, or even setting up sessions where you might have some brief conversations about wellness and what the pharmacy or the wellness center has to offer. So we will circle back and get you more information about that as well.
Thank you.
All right. So, Ms. Hack, from your experience, what are the long-term benefits of regular wellness practices, and why do you think investing in employee wellness has such an impact on workplace culture?
Well, there's a lot to mention with that. The long-term benefits of practicing wellness are increased energy, stronger immunity, improved focus, better social relationships. Long-term healthy habits can reduce the risk of chronic conditions like diabetes, heart disease, and even anxiety and depression. So that's an important one. Investing in employee wellness has an impact on workplace culture because it's ultimately about thriving.
Right.
Wellness isn't just the absence of illness. It's also about feeling energized, sleeping well, and sleeping well. That's a big one.
Right.
sleeping well, managing your emotions, keeping your body moving, and being in tune with yourself. So ultimately, when you invest in workplace wellness, it creates more of an engaged, productive, and satisfied workforce.
Wow. So let's go back to sleeping well. So Do you have tips for that, or is it all based on this overall wellness and anxiety and stress and what have you?
So sleep is kind of a hard one. I think as adults, when we hear people say, get that 7 to 9 hours of sleep, it is not holy. Yes, they say 7 to 9. You can even hear 6. But as a whole, is it always realistic? No. So what we try to do is, one, try our best, right? Give ourselves a little bit grace when it comes to our sleep habits. But also the things that you'll always hear is, you know, try to put your phone down. Try not to have the TV in your room before you go to sleep.
What?
Yes. Because when bedrooms are made to be entertainment, it takes the focus away from our sleep. So that's why they say
TV. So take the TV out of your room.
Yeah, yeah.
What about having the TV in your room and just putting it on a sleep timer?
You can do that. Sleep timers work. And then some people also enjoy hearing the noise of the TV to put them to sleep. So it really does depend. But that's why we try to focus it on the individual person.
Right.
So if someone comes to me and says, oh, I really love just that noise in the background when I fall asleep, that's okay. But like you said, maybe we set the sleep timer
so
they get that chance to fall asleep.
Well, I like that it's individualized and it's not just a general way of doing things, because what works for one may not work for another person as well. But 7 to 9 hours, I'm still trying to get over that.
I probably
do need to come see you.
Yeah. What we hear is the average is normally about 4 to 5 hours.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're missing out on sleep.
That's more in my range. If I can get the 4, then I'm elated. But is there such thing as catching up on sleep?
There is such thing as catching up on sleep. Some people take naps, you know, power naps. They say, about 20 minutes a day, if you can do that. And others make it up on a weekend, but you can catch up on sleep.
Oh.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, that's good. But we also know sleep plays a vital role in, I guess, helping to reduce anxiety and stress
It does.
The overall wellness, blood pressure, and things of that sort.
Yeah, one of the things you're always going to hear, especially when you come into one of my first sessions, is I'm going to ask you about your sleep.
I feel like I'm in one now. You tricked me.
I could go on and on and on. On and on about wellness.
But go ahead. You wanted the first session sort of talks about what were you saying?
I always ask about sleep because sleep is one of those things that is kind of underrated. We hear it, but again, like we were saying, we don't practice it. So you hear me ask about sleep overall because it does impact anxiety, depression, weight management, and a lot of people don't know that.
Wow. So what are some of the wellness programs you have coming up this year, Ms. Hack?
We have some exciting things coming. We started last year offering our personal health assessments, which is our biometric screening, to full-time employees at Hampton City Schools. And we're doing that again this year. So that has already started. And we love that because of its convenience. Mm-hmm. But also coming into next year, we will be doing a program called Prevent T2, and that's going to be taking the place
Prevent?
Of... Prevent? Yes, Prevent, sorry.
Prevent, what is it called again?
Prevent T2.
T2.
Yes, so all that's right. In regards to type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
So last year we did a program called Way Beyond Diabetes. This time we're going to do Prevent T2. And what that is a lifestyle change program that's developed by the Center for Disease Control. It is for people who are pre-diabetic or are at high risk for pre-diabetes.
So this may be a question for another podcast. Once you are diagnosed with type 2, is there a way that can be reversed?
It is. Once we touch on wellness. But yes, once you are diagnosed, it's like you often hear, it is what you're eating. So it's nutrition. And that is a large portion of it. And of course, you're going to hear physical activity and exercise. Those are always going to be the three things that impact it.
Okay. Prevent T2. Outstanding. Biometric screenings. We are very familiar with that as well. Now, biometric screenings are for folks who are on the health plan, Hampton City Schools health plan, right?
It is offered to full-time employees.
So questions for both of you. I'm going to bring Ms. Jennings back. I think she was feeling a little left out. Both the employee pharmacy and the health and wellness center were designed to support staff members' health and well-being. How do your two roles work together to make that vision a reality for Hampton City Schools employees?
Well, at the pharmacy, we routinely work with the Health and Wellness Center to address medication-related problems such as drug interactions, and we'll also collaborate to optimize medication regimens to treat chronic conditions, all while keeping costs low. So this improves patient safety, medication adherence, and overall patient health outcomes.
On the health center side, it's important for patients to have full circle healthcare. Myself and the providers who are on site at the clinic help prevent illness, diagnose, and manage chronic conditions. We work with the patients to build daily routines that keep them feeling good and reduce their health risks over time. So together in our clinic, along with the pharmacy, we're all a committed team that gives them that full circle healthcare.
Outstanding. So as we close out, what would you both say to someone who has not tried using the pharmacy or the Health and Wellness Center yet? And why should they start now?
At this Health and Wellness Center, we're here for convenience, and we're all really invested in your health. We prioritize the entire HCS community and offer a genuine commitment built on wellness and trust. So that effort often drives a better collaboration for the Wellness Center and for the pharmacy, so for the entire community.
And I believe the Hampton City Schools Health and Wellness Center and pharmacy offers a one-stop, low-cost opportunity for patients to receive optimal medical and pharmaceutical care. The convenience and savings can't be matched elsewhere. At the pharmacy, personally, we've heard a multitude of patients say that it's one of the greatest benefits that Hampton City Schools offers. And a lot of times the employees, when they come there for the first time, they always say that they regret that they didn't come sooner once they see all of the savings that they offer. And I also wanted to mention for the month of October, we will be handing out a special gift to any employee who makes a purchase at the pharmacy. So that would be a perfect time to come out and give us a try.
What is the gift?
That's a special surprise. Gift.
What about folks who are repeat customers? Is the gift even more special? Or is it the same?
We'll talk about that.
I certainly am a witness and can give testimonies about the benefits of the pharmacy and the wellness center. I think it's one of the greatest things Hampton City Schools has done and continues to provide to our employees overall. It continues to be one of our marketing and selling points in getting folks to choose Hampton City Schools and also getting them to choose to stay as well. So I certainly thank you all for your services and for providing that personal touch to our employees as a whole and their families. So thank you, Ms. Jennings and Ms. Hack, for joining us today and sharing such important information about the Employee Pharmacy and Health and Wellness Center. Certainly, your insight shows how valuable these resources are to our staff. To our employees who may not yet be taking advantage of these services, we hope today's conversation inspires you to do so. And for those considering a career with Hampton City Schools, we want you to see the incredible supports in place to help our team stay healthy, balanced, and focused on what matters most, our students. And to our listeners, remember, education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world. As one community, one transformation, we will ensure academic excellence for every child, every day, whatever it takes. Until next time.
Listen to learn more about Hampton City Schools. New episodes of HCS Talks drop on Thursdays. Subscribe and listen to HCS Talks. HCS Talks is a Hampton City Schools production.